Well, good morning to everyone. I join with Rick in welcoming you to this service on this wonderful Mother's Day. I hope that you have wonderful plans with your families this day. Today is the final Sunday in the Easter season. Next Sunday is actually Pentecost Sunday, and so we will be switching out of the Easter season into general time. And so that's why we find ourselves in the Garden of Gethsemane again this morning. So let us pray as we prepare our hearts to hear the word of God. Guide us, O God, by your word and by your Holy Spirit, that in your light we would see light, and in your truth that we would find freedom, and in your will that we would discover peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The gospel reading this morning comes from John 17. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be completely one, so that the world may know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It appeared to be a 10,000-foot drop. Glancing down seemed like staring into the abyss. This was what my heart and mind felt as I stepped out for the first time to the end of the high diving board at the Paramus Public Pool. I was 8 years old. All my friends had been jumping off the high diving board for a couple of weeks, and I had chosen the low diving board as my comfort zone. But then the day arrived when I got in line with my friends for the high dive. And as the line inched forward and my turn got closer, my heart pounded harder. When I got to the ladder, I got out of line, finding something else to do at that moment, and then I got back in line again. It felt like 1,000 steps to get to the top, and I began to walk out into the abyss. My friends who were in line behind me were very supportive. Come on, hurry up, you wimp! Very supportive friends. I turned around to laughter down below. I turned back around, my knees ready to give way. I looked over, and there was the lifeguard sitting on her stand, a high school girl, blonde and tanned, and she saw my look of terror. She smiled and motioned with her head to jump. And I wonder how many young boys made that jump at the sight of that smile. And I joined the ranks, casting myself into the abyss. All in. The first of 500 jumps at least that I made that summer from that high dive. Life is filled, isn't it, with those kinds of moments. Moments when the decision to do one thing or another feels like a jump off the high dive. And the question is, do I jump and join the joy that others have? Or do I climb back down the ladder by myself? Am I all in? The decision about college, the decision to marry, the decision about buying a house, the decision about having a child, the decision about changing jobs. Decisions about allowing preconceived notions to be challenged, the decision to open ourselves up to new teachings. Do I jump? Or do I climb back down the ladder? Do I take a risk? Or do I play it safe? Do I let my heart race with anticipation of what is next to come, or do I settle back into where I am comfortable? You know, there is something soul-searching about these times. Faith has always been this way, the question of whether or not you are all in or not, about your heart. It's about what happens on the inside. It's about repentance. It's about renouncing the old ways. It's about choosing a new way of life. It's about giving yourself away to God and to your neighbor, a new way of being in community with each other. Prepare the way of the Lord. Take the plunge. You are all in. Be baptized with the Holy Spirit. In the early church, the decision to be baptized and to take communion was a criminal act. You had to search your soul. You had to decide whether or not you were going to walk down to the river, whether you were going to be all in. It was a stepping to God's future. When the people of Israel left Egypt for their first journey across the wilderness, it didn't take too long. It was a couple of years. And they got to the edge of Canaan, and they sent spies across into the promised land and into Canaan. And the spies, minus one, said, "We can't go. It's a point of no return. It's too risky. We're not sure what the future holds. Best to stay in the wilderness. Best to stay by ourselves. Best to stay in our comfort zone. Maybe we should back down the ladder." And Israel retreated, and they wandered for 38 more years. Too often, we live our lives wandering. I know I should really do this, but I'm going to wait. I've got my job, I've got my kids, I've got my obligations, I've got my questions, I've got my worries. I'm pretty settled with what I believe. I don't want to be challenged by any different thought. I think I'll settle back. I'll leave that to others. Choosing not to do something is also a choice. So when Jesus sees a man by the name of Levi, a tax collector, sitting in his booth, he looks him in the eye and he says two words, "Follow me." And we're told that Levi gets up and he leaves everything and he follows Jesus. It's like when the Spanish conquistador Hernando Cortez brought his fleet of ships to the shores of Mexico to begin his conquest of lands for Spain. When the men emptied out of the ship the land, the first order of the general was burn the ships. There was no turning back, no climbing back down the ladder. They're in a new land. They're all in. There's a new normal. Discipleship is that way, you know. It's really the first thing to consider when you think about our church's mission of helping people build life-transforming relationships with God and with each other. It's important to consider this because deciding to be a part of this is exactly that. It's why the Apostle John in our text this morning is focusing on Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. As a disciple, as a follower of Christ, there is but one dying prayer. It's not that you be heckled into diving, but yet that you may all be one. As you, the Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. This is what Jesus says that all in is. The walk of discipleship is not to be one where we feel like the lone man at the end of a platform. This walk of discipleship is a walk that we are to enter into together and to work on together. It's understanding the culture and the world that we live in. It's understanding that the world that we live in is not the same as it was 50 or 10 or even 2 years ago. And we are called to help people build life-transforming relationships with each other and with God today. And Jesus prays this prayer because he understands the conflict that arises in communities of faith who struggle together. May we all be one. As you, the Father, are in me, I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. According to Jesus, it's all in. Follow me. Burn the ships. And you know, we would expect nothing less. Nothing important in this life begins with a timid request. We wouldn't be here this morning if Jesus had said, you know, if you want to come work together, if it feels good, you don't have to do it all the time, only when it fits into your schedule, when it's convenient. Many of us have played sports, and it would have sounded strange on the first day of practice if the coach had said, you know, we've got this season ahead of us, and we're going to win this championship. And we're going to have practice every afternoon, and if you want to come, you can come. I'll be there sometimes. You can play when you want. Whatever. I doubt that when Barb Piercy casted for Urinetown, that she looked at the actors and said, it doesn't matter if you come to practices. Don't really care if you learn your lines. Who cares if you know where to be on stage? If you haven't seen Urinetown yet, you have one more chance this evening to see how students working together look all in, that they may be one. Nothing important begins with a timid request. Nothing important happens until you take the jump and enter into something great. Rick was telling me a story about his dad and how when he was a pastor in the South in the 60s, and think about that, the South in the 60s, and a question arose in the Southern Presbyterian Church about allowing people of color to be accepted to the table of communion. It was a contentious issue of the society and culture that he lived in, and Rick's dad stood in support of welcoming people of color to the table of communion. It was an all-in kind of moment. And it was a moment which I am sure profoundly shaped Rick's understanding of justice. And it was also a moment that Rick's dad truly felt the support of being part of a large denomination that was growing and struggling with what it meant, the implications of following Jesus. What are the issues today? As disciples, we follow where Jesus leads. You're either all in or all out. It might explain how when Jesus was walking the dusty trails of Palestine and he sees another man and he tells this other man to follow me, and the man says, let me go back home, let me say goodbye to my family. And Jesus says, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Nothing timid about Jesus. No dipping toes, no one foot in and one foot out. It's time to jump off the board. Time to be all in. Helping people build life-transforming relationships with each other and with God is a mission which begins with a decision. It's a very personal, a very individual decision. It's not one that's made for you, nor should it be made for you. It's a decision that you're invited to make for yourself. It's a board that you're invited to jump off of, a river that you're invited to wade deep into. It's a decision. But it doesn't stop there, because it's not just about you. It's about us being one. It's about us being all in together. Soul searching? I hope so. But I promise you this, once you decide, once you leave behind the ladder, once you leave behind the past, once you jump, once you decide to follow Jesus, once you allow yourself to join together with other believers, to become one in God, to be all in, what awaits you are the waters. The waters of God's love. Or as Jesus says, I in them, and you in me, so that they may be completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. All in. Amen.